Measure D, safety, pothole repair, traffic relief, transit improvement measure. In order to improve children's safety around schools, repair potholes, repave streets, improve traffic flow on Highway 1, maintain senior disabled transit, reduce global warming pollution by providing transportation options like sidewalks, buses, bike lanes, trails, preserve rail options. Shall Santa Cruz County voters adopt an ordinance establishing a half-cent sales tax for 30 years, raising approximately $17 million annually, requiring citizen oversight, independent audits, and funds spent locally? Impartial analysis of Measure D. Dana McCrae, County Council. By Jane M. Scott, Assistant County Counsel. If this measure is approved by at least two-thirds of those voting on it, it will enact Ordinance No. 2016-01 of the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission. The ordinance will cause the retail transactions and use tax rates, sales tax imposed within Santa Cruz County, to increase by half of 1% for a 30-year period in order to pay for the transportation projects described in the ordinance and its expenditure plan, which are printed in the ballot pamphlet. If approved, it is expected to take effect in or around April 2017. The ordinance sets out accountability requirements, as well as exemptions and exclusions from the new tax. It also establishes that the constitutional appropriations limit will include the taxes which are collected. The sales tax increment proposed by this measure would apply within the cities as well as the unincorporated areas of the county. Those jurisdictions have differing sales tax rates for the transactions within their boundaries. Currently, and prior to this proposed increase, the sales tax rates are 8.75% within the cities of Capitola, Santa Cruz, and Scotts Valley, 9.0% within the city of Watsonville, and 8.25% in the unincorporated areas of the county. Following this election, the rates would be subject to further change as might be permitted or required by state law. This election was requested by the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission, and was called by the Santa Cruz County Board of Supervisors as requested by the commission. A yes vote is to adopt the ordinance and approve the increase in the sales tax. A no vote is against the increase in the sales tax. Ordinance No. 2016-01, an ordinance of the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission enacting a retail transactions and use tax, subject to adoption by the electorate, to be administered by the State Board of Equalization, whereas the multimodal local transportation network is necessary for economic vitality, provides access to homes, schools, healthcare, and businesses, is utilized by drivers, buses, people walking, bicyclists, trains and trucks, and is important to the overall quality of life for all Santa Cruz County residents. And whereas, agencies in Santa Cruz County are working to reduce congestion, reduce greenhouse gas emissions and improve safety, access and mobility. And whereas, the County of Santa Cruz and the cities of Capitola, Santa Cruz, Scotts Valley, and Watsonville operate, maintain, and make improvements to the local street and road network, which includes over 1,800 lane miles of roads, traffic signals, sidewalks, bicycle paths, and other transportation facilities. And whereas, public transit and paratransit operators provide a lifeline for senior citizens and people with disabilities who depend on these vital transportation services for independent living. And whereas, over 100,000 people travel each day on Highway 1 to access their homes, jobs, healthcare, and services. And whereas, the Santa Cruz Branch Rail Line was brought into public ownership in 2012 for the purpose of expanding transportation options along the most heavily traveled corridor in Santa Cruz County. And whereas, the Monterey Bay Sanctuary Scenic Trail Network, including the rail trail, is a planned multi-use bicycle and walking path that is separated from vehicular traffic and will span the length of Santa Cruz County, connecting homes, schools, jobs, coastal and other key destinations. And whereas, state and federal funding sources and programs that support transportation have been cut, are unreliable, can be diverted to other uses, and are insufficient to operate and maintain the local road, bicycle, pedestrian, transit, senior and disabled transportation networks in a state of good repair. And whereas, new local revenues that cannot be taken by the state are needed to prevent further deterioration of roads and maintain them in good condition, reduce traffic congestion, maintain public transportation and transportation services for seniors and people with disabilities, reduce collisions and improve traffic flow on local highways, provide safe and accessible crosswalks, ramps, and sidewalks, and create safe bicycle routes. And whereas, there is strong recognition of need for infrastructure improvements and acknowledgement that the local multimodal transportation network serves all sectors of our community. And whereas, after receiving feedback from residents throughout Santa Cruz County on their priorities for the multimodal transportation system, the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission has determined that the community places a high priority on preserving and maintaining existing infrastructure, maintaining public transit and transit service for seniors and people with disabilities, reducing traffic congestion, improving safety, and expanding options for traveling within Santa Cruz County. And whereas, the Local Transportation Authority and Improvement Act, California Public Utilities Code Section 180,000 et sec. Act, generally authorizes a local transportation authority to place a ballot measure before the voters of the county to authorize a retail transactions and use tax to fund transportation-related projects and programs. Transportation tax, upon the approval of two-thirds of the electors voting upon the measure, and whereas, the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission is designated by California Government Code Section 29532.1 as the Transportation Planning Agency of the County of Santa Cruz. And whereas, Sections 180,050 and 180,201 of the Act provide that the county may designate a transportation planning agency to act as the local transportation authority for purposes of the Act, including imposing a transportation tax. And whereas, a 1/2 cent sales tax established locally would generate approximately $17 million per year solely for transportation projects in Santa Cruz County. And whereas, local funding measures for transportation strengthen our local economy by creating jobs and providing mobility and access for all transportation system users. And whereas, the Act states that the additional funds provided by the tax so adopted shall supplement existing local revenues being used for public transportation purposes. And whereas, the Act further provides that a county transportation expenditure plan shall be prepared for the expenditure of the revenues expected to be derived from the transportation tax. And whereas, the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission has conducted a noticed public hearing, as required by state law, on the question of whether or not to request the voters to adopt an ordinance to fund the programs identified in the expenditure plan. And whereas, funds generated by the transportation tax shall be used only for transportation purposes, including the administration of the expenditure plan, construction, acquisition, maintenance and operation of streets, roads, highways, public transit systems, including paratransit services, and related transportation purposes within the County of Santa Cruz. Now, therefore, the people of the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission of the County of Santa Cruz do ordain as follows. Section 1. Title. This ordinance shall be known as the Santa Cruz County Transportation Improvement Plan Measure. The Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission shall be referred to herein as the Local Transportation Authority. This ordinance shall be applicable in the territory of the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission, which is all incorporated and unincorporated territory lying within the County of Santa Cruz. Section 2. Summary. This ordinance provides for the adoption of a transportation expenditure plan for Santa Cruz County, the imposition of a retail transactions and use tax of 1/2 of 1%, 0.5% for a period of 30 years, the authority to issue limited tax bonds secured by such taxes and the administration of the tax proceeds, with independent citizens' oversight and annual audit reports for public review. Section 3. Operative date. Subject to voter approval, this ordinance shall be operative the first day of the first calendar quarter commencing more than 110 days after the adoption of this ordinance. The anticipated operative date of this ordinance will be as early as April 1, 2017, if approved by two-thirds of the voters voting on the measure at the November 8, 2016 election. Section 4. Definitions. The following definitions shall apply in this ordinance. Authority means the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission, SCCRTC, previously created in Government Code 67,940 and 67,941 and designated as the Transportation Planning Agency for Santa Cruz County in Government Code 29,532.1 and designated as the Local Transportation Authority for Santa Cruz County pursuant to Division 19, commencing with Section 180,000. Of the California Public Utilities Code, authorized to impose a retail transactions and use tax, subject to voter approval, in accordance with Chapter 5, commencing with Section 180,200, of Division 19 of the California Public Utilities Code, and with Part 1.6, commencing with Section 7,251, of Division 2 of the California Revenue and Taxation Code. Board of Supervisors means the Santa Cruz County Board of Supervisors. County means Santa Cruz County and includes the incorporated and unincorporated territory of the county, which makes up the boundaries of the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission territory. State means the state of California. Measure revenue, or transportation tax revenue, means the revenue generated by the 0.5% 0.5% increase in the retail transactions and use tax imposed and as collected pursuant to this ordinance, including any interest or other earnings thereon. Retail transactions and use tax, or transportation tax, is to be identified as specified in Part 1.6, commencing with Section 7251, of Division 2 of the California Revenue and Taxation Code. Measure, or traffic relief, road repair, safety, transit improvement measure, or transportation improvement plan, TRIP, or Santa Cruz County transportation tax measure means the ordinance, including all provisions and expenditure plan incorporated herein. Expenditure plan, or plan, or investment plan means the 2016 Santa Cruz County Transportation Improvement Plan, expenditure plan attached to this ordinance as Exhibit A and adopted as part of this ordinance, including any future amendments thereto. This is the plan for the expenditure of revenues expected to be derived from the tax imposed pursuant to this ordinance, together with other federal, state, and local funds expected to be available for transportation projects and programs, for the period during which the tax is to be imposed. Section 5. Purpose. This ordinance is adopted to achieve the following, among other purposes, and directs that the provisions hereof be interpreted in order to accomplish those purposes: a. To impose a retail transactions and use tax in accordance with the provisions of Part 1.6, commencing with Section 7251, of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code and Section 180,000 et sec. Of the California Public Utilities Code, which authorized the authority to adopt this ordinance, which shall be operative if a two-thirds, two-three majority of the electors voting on the measure vote to approve the imposition of the tax at an election called for that purpose. B. To adopt a retail transactions and use tax ordinance that incorporates provisions identical to those of the sales and use tax law of the state of California insofar as those provisions are not inconsistent with the requirements and limitations contained in Part 1.6 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code. C. To adopt a retail transactions and use tax ordinance that imposes a countywide transportation tax and provides a measure therefore that can be administered and collected by the State Board of Equalization in a manner that adapts itself as fully as practicable to, and requires the least possible deviation from the existing statutory and administrative procedures followed by the State Board of Equalization in administering and collecting the California state sales and use taxes. D. To adopt a retail transactions and use tax ordinance that can be administered in a manner that will be, to the greatest degree possible, consistent with the provisions of Division 19, commencing with Section 180,000. Of the California Public Utilities Code and Part 1.6 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code, minimize the cost of collecting the transactions and use taxes, and at the same time, minimize the burden of a record keeping upon persons subject to taxation under the provisions of this ordinance. E. Measure revenue, including any interest or other earnings thereon, may only be used for transportation purposes described in the Ordinance and Expenditure Plan, Exhibit A, including the implementation and administration of all provisions and requirements of this ordinance as amended, the construction, acquisition, maintenance, and operation of streets, roads, highways, including local roads, state highways and public transit systems, and for related transportation purposes consistent with the expenditure plan, including project management and oversight of the projects to be funded using the transportation tax, such as coordination with other responsible agencies as well as project delivery and negotiation of project agreements. These purposes include expenditures for planning, environmental reviews, engineering and design costs, and related right-of-way acquisition. Expenditures may also include, but are not limited to, payments to the County of Santa Cruz for any election costs as set forth in the ordinance, required payments to the Board of Equalization, costs of program administration and oversight, defense or prosecution of legal actions related thereto, debt service on bonds or other indebtedness, and expenses and reserves in connection with the issuance of the same. Section 6. Administration of plans. The authority shall impose the transportation tax and enter into an agreement with the State Board of Equalization to collect the funds, may at the discretion of the authority's governing board enter into agreement with the county auditor controller to allocate revenues derived from the transportation tax consistent with the ordinance and expenditure plan, and shall administer the ordinance and expenditure plan included in this ordinance, consistent with the provisions and priorities of the ordinance and expenditure plan, consistent with the authority cited herein. Section 7. Creation of special fund. The authority shall establish a new fund entitled Transportation Tax Regional Transportation Fund. All transportation tax revenue, plus interest, will be deposited in the special fund. The fund authorized hereunder will be administered by the authority pursuant to this ordinance and the provisions of Division 19, commencing with Section 180,000 of the California Public Utilities Code, and Part 1.6, commencing with Section 7251 of Division 2 of the California Revenue and Taxation Code. Section 8. Implementation. A. Projects and programs funded in the expenditure plan will be implemented over the 30-year time horizon of the transportation tax. Three types of investments are funded by the expenditure plan: investment categories which are allocated a percentage of net revenues, capital investments which are allocated specific dollar amounts, and ongoing direct allocations of a percentage of net revenues to be distributed to cities, the County of Santa Cruz, and transit operators for capital projects and operations. Capital investments will be made based upon clearly defined project descriptions and limits resulting from the outcomes of environmental analyses, as applicable. The authority shall distribute revenues no less than quarterly to local jurisdictions, the Santa Cruz Metropolitan Transit District, and the Consolidated Transportation Service Agency based on the formulas set forth in the expenditure plan, in accordance with the Act and this ordinance. B. The Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission, which currently allocates, administers and oversees the expenditure of federal, state and Transportation Development Act funding for local and regional transportation projects and programs, in its role as the authority shall allocate, administer and oversee the expenditure of all measure revenues which are not directly allocated by formula annually to other agencies, consistent with the expenditure plan, as it may be amended in accordance with the Act and this ordinance through an implementation plan, which it will update at least every 5 years, following a public hearing. The purposes of the implementation plan are to define the scope, cost, and delivery schedule of each expenditure plan project or program, detail the revenue projections and possible financing tools needed to deliver the expenditure plan within the 30 years promised to voters, and describe the risks, critical issues and opportunities that the authority should address to expeditiously deliver the expenditure plan. The implementation plan may be amended by a majority vote of the authority. However, amendment of the implementation plan shall not serve to amend provisions of the expenditure plan. See agencies implementing the expenditure plan projects may accumulate revenue over multiple years so that sufficient funding is available for larger and long-term projects. Any interest income earned on funds allocated pursuant to this ordinance shall be expended only for the purposes for which the funds were allocated. Section 9. Leveraging funds. Leveraging or matching of outside funding sources is strongly encouraged. Any additional transportation revenues made available through their replacement by matching funds will be spent based on the principles outlined for fund allocations described in the ordinance and expenditure plan. Section 10. Bonding authority. Pay-as-you-go financing is the preferred method of financing transportation improvements and programs under this ordinance. However, if determined by the Board of the Authority to be cost-effective and to accelerate implementation of projects, the Authority may decide to use bond financing as an alternative method. Upon voter approval of this ordinance, the Authority shall have the power to sell or issue, from time to time, on or before the collection of taxes, bonds, or other evidence of indebtedness, in an aggregate principal amount at any one time outstanding not to exceed the estimated proceeds of the transportation tax, and to secure such indebtedness solely by way of future collection of the transportation tax, for capital outlay expenditures for the purposes set forth in this ordinance, including, but not limited to, carrying out the transportation projects described in the expenditure plan, consistent with the Section 180,250 of the Public Utilities Code. Section 11. Cooperative fund agreements. To maximize the effective use of funds, revenues may be transferred or exchanged between or among jurisdictions receiving funds from this measure. Jurisdictions receiving funds may, by annual or multi-year agreement, exchange funds provided that the percentage of funds allocated as provided in the expenditure plan is maintained over the duration of the period of time the tax is imposed. Agreements to exchange funds, including fund repayment provisions, must be approved by the authority and shall be consistent with all rules adopted or approved by the authority relating to such exchanges. The authority may exchange revenues for state or federal funds allocated or granted to any public agency within or outside the area or jurisdiction of the authority to maximize effectiveness in the use of the revenues. Such federal or state funds shall be distributed in the same manner as revenues derived from this ordinance. The authority shall maintain for public review and accounting of all balances that are subject to cooperative agreements approved pursuant to this section. Section 12. Administrative and implementation costs. A. The authority shall expend only that amount of the transportation tax revenue for staff support, audit, administrative expenses, and contract services that is necessary and reasonable to carry out its responsibilities pursuant to Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code. Pursuant to Section 180,109 of the Public Utilities Code, the authority shall not expend more than 1% of the funds generated pursuant to Division 19 of the Code for administrative salaries and benefits net of the amount of fees paid to the State Board of Equalization for collection of the transactions and use tax and prior to the distribution of the transportation tax revenue as provided in the expenditure plan, Exhibit 8. B. In order to ensure that the cost of administration, implementation and oversight this measure are not borne by other programs and sources, such as Transportation Development Act funded programs, any funds necessary for administrative, Implementation and oversight of the ordinance and transportation tax shall be paid by measure revenues. These functions include audits, programming processes, reporting, financial management, compiling and publishing an annual report, providing public information concerning the ordinance, rent, supplies, consulting services, overhead, legal, other responsibilities as may be necessary to administer the ordinance and expenditure plan. Costs of performing or contracting for project-related work shall be paid from the revenues of the transportation tax allocated to the appropriate purpose and project. Section 13. Execution of duties. The authority may engage, contract with, employ and compensate any public or private agency, party, contractor or professional, in accordance with the Public Contract Code and or any of the provisions for public employment of profession services for public agencies, for the planning, finance, approval, design, construction, acquisition of right-of-way, maintenance, operation, control and repair of any road, highway, bus, rail or other transportation facility. However, the authority shall not be responsible for the maintenance or operation of any state highway facilities following construction contract completion. Section 14. Election. The authority requests the Board of Supervisors to call an election for voter approval of this ordinance, which election shall be held on November 8, 2016. The election shall be called and conducted in the same manner as provided by law for the conduct of elections by a county. Pursuant to Section 180,203 of the Public Utilities Code, the sample ballot to be mailed to the voters shall be the full proposition as set forth in this ordinance, and the voter information handbook shall include the expenditure plan. Approval of this ordinance, and imposition of the transportation tax, shall require the affirmative vote of a 2/3 to 3 majority of the electors voting on this measure at the election described in this section. The proposition to be placed on the ballot shall read substantially as follows: safety, pothole repair, traffic relief, transit improvement measure. In order to improve children's safety around schools, repair potholes, repave streets, improve traffic flow on Highway 1, maintain senior disabled transit, reduce global warming pollution by providing transportation options like sidewalks, buses, bike lanes, trails, preserve rail options. Shall Santa Cruz County voters adopt an ordinance establishing a half-cent sales tax for 30 years, raising approximately $17 million annually, requiring citizen oversight, independent audits, and funds spent locally? Yes, ... no, ... Section 15. Election costs. The County of Santa Cruz shall be reimbursed for its cost in conducting the election if the measure is approved per Section 180,203A of the Public Utilities Code. Election costs will be funded from Year 1 measure revenues before net proceeds are disbursed to the projects and programs in the expenditure plan. Reimbursement of the County of Santa Cruz for the cost of this election shall be deferred until it can be paid from the measure revenues collected when the transportation tax goes into effect. Section 16. Contract with State. Prior to the operative date of this ordinance, the authority shall contract with the State Board of Equalization to perform all functions incident to the administration and operation of this transactions and use tax ordinance, provided that if the authority shall not have contracted with the State Board of Equalization prior to the operative date, it shall nevertheless so contract, and in such a case the operative date shall be the first day of the first calendar quarter following the execution of such a contract. Section 17. Transactions tax rate. For the privilege of selling tangible personal property at retail, a tax is hereby imposed upon all retailers in the incorporated and unincorporated territory of the county at the rate of 0.5%, 0.5% of the gross receipts of any retailer from the sale of all tangible personal property sold at retail in said territory on and after the operative date of this ordinance. Section 18.place of sale. For the purposes of this ordinance, all retail sales are consummated at the place of business of the retailer, unless the tangible personal property sold is delivered by the retailer or his agent to an out-of-state destination or to a common carrier for delivery to an out-of-state destination. The gross receipts from such sales shall include delivery charges, when such charges are subject to the state sales and use tax, regardless of the place to which delivery is made. In the event a retailer has no permanent place of business in the state or has more than one place of business, the place or places at which the retail sales are consummated shall be determined under rules and regulations to be prescribed and adopted by the State Board of Equalization. Section 19. Use Tax Rate. An excise tax is hereby imposed on the storage, use or other consumption in the county of tangible personal property purchased from any retailer on and after the operative date of this ordinance for storage, use or other consumption in said territory at the rate of 0.5% 0.5% of the sales price of the property. The sales price shall include delivery charges when such charges are subject to state sales or use tax regardless of the place to which delivery is made. Section 20. Adoption of provisions of state law. Except as otherwise provided in this ordinance and except in so far as they are inconsistent with the provisions of Division 19, commencing with Section 180,000. Of the California Public Utilities Code in Part 1.6 of Division 2, commencing with Section 7251, of the Revenue and Taxation Code, all of the provisions of Part 1, commencing with Section 6001, of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code are hereby adopted and made a part of this ordinance as though fully set forth herein. Section 21. Limitations on Adoption of State Law and Collection of Use Taxes. In adopting the provisions of Part 1, commencing with Section 6001, of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code, a wherever the state of California is named or referred to as the taxing agency, the name of this authority shall be substituted therefor. However, the substitution shall not be made when 1. The word state is used as a part of the title of the state controller, state treasurer, Victim Compensation and Government Claims Board, State Board of Equalization, State Treasury, or the Constitution of the State of California. 2. The result of that substitution would require action to be taken by or against this authority or any agency, officer, or employee thereof rather than by or against the State Board of Equalization, in performing the functions incident to the administration or operation of this ordinance. 3. In those sections, including, but not necessarily limited to sections referring to the exterior boundaries of the state of California, where the result of the substitution would be to, a. provide an exemption from this tax with respect to certain sales, storage, use or other consumption of tangible personal property which would not otherwise be exempt from this tax while such sales, storage, use or other consumption remain subject to tax by the state under the provisions of Part 1 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code, or, b. impose this tax with respect to certain sales, storage, use or other consumption of tangible personal property which would not be subject to tax by the state under the said provision of that code. 4. In sections 6701, 6702 except in the last sentence thereof, 6711, 6715, 6737, 6797 or 6828 of the Revenue and Taxation Code. B. The word county shall be substituted for the word state in the phrase retailer engaged in business in this state in section 6203 and in the definition of that phrase in section 6203. Section 22. Permit not required. If a seller's permit has been issued to a retailer under Section 6067 of the Revenue and Taxation Code, an additional transactor's permit shall not be required by this ordinance. Section 2.3. Exemptions and exclusions. A. There shall be excluded from the measure of the transactions tax and the use tax the amount of any sales tax or use tax imposed by the State of California or by any city, city and county, or county pursuant to the Bradley Burns Uniform Local Sales and Use Tax Law or the amount of any state-administered transactions or use tax. B. There are exempted from the computation of the amount of transactions tax the gross receipts from 1. Sales of tangible personal property, other than fuel or petroleum products, to operators of aircraft to be used or consumed principally outside the county in which the sale is made and directly and exclusively in the use of such aircraft as common carriers of persons or property under the authority of the laws of this state, the United States, or any foreign government. 2. Sales of property to be used outside the county which is shipped to a point outside the county, pursuant to the contract of sale, by delivery to such point by the retailer or his agent, or by delivery by the retailer to a carrier for shipment to a consignee at such point. For the purposes of this paragraph, delivery to a point outside the county shall be satisfied, A. with respect to vehicles, other than commercial vehicles subject to registration pursuant to Chapter 1, commencing with Section 4000, of Division 3 of the Vehicle Code, aircraft licensed in compliance with Section 21411 of the Public Utilities Code, and undocumented vessels registered under Division 3.5, commencing with Section 9840, of the Vehicle Code by registration to an out-of-county address and by a declaration under penalty of perjury, signed by the buyer, stating that such address is, in fact, his or her principal place of residence, and B. with respect to commercial vehicles, by registration to a place of business out of county and declaration under penalty of perjury, signed by the buyer, that the vehicle will be operated from that address. 3. The sale of tangible personal property if the seller is obligated to furnish the property for a fixed price pursuant to a contract entered into prior to the operative date of this ordinance. 4. A lease of tangible personal property which is a continuing sale of such property, for any period of time for which the lessor is obligated to lease the property for an amount fixed by the lease prior to the operative date of this ordinance. 5. For the purposes of subparagraphs 3 and 4 of this section, the sale or lease of tangible personal property shall be deemed not to be obligated pursuant to a contract or lease for any period of time for which any party to the contract or lease has the unconditional right to terminate the contract or lease upon notice, whether or not such right is exercised. See, there are exempted from the use tax imposed by this ordinance, the storage, use or other consumption in this county of tangible personal property. 1. The gross receipts from the sale of which have been subject to a transactions tax under any state-administered transactions and use tax ordinance. 2. Other than fuel or petroleum products purchased by operators of aircraft and used or consumed by such operators directly and exclusively in the use of such aircraft as common carriers of persons or property for hire or compensation under a certificate of public convenience and necessity issued pursuant to the laws of this state, the United States, or any foreign government. This exemption is in addition to the exemptions provided in sections 6366 and 6366.1 of the Revenue and Taxation Code of the State of California. 3. If the purchaser is obligated to purchase the property for a fixed price pursuant to a contract entered into prior to the operative date of this ordinance. 4. If the possession of, or the exercise of any right or power over, the tangible personal property arises under a lease which is a continuing purchase of such property for any period of time for which the lessee is obligated to lease the property for an amount fixed by a lease prior to the operative date of this ordinance. 5. For the purposes of subparagraphs 3 and 4 of this section, storage, use, or other consumption, or possession of, or exercise of any right or power over, tangible personal property shall be deemed not to be obligated pursuant to a contract or lease for any period of time, for which any party to the contract or lease has the unconditional right to terminate the contract or lease upon notice, whether or not such right is exercised. 6. Except as provided in subparagraph 7, a retailer engaged in business in the county shall not be required to collect use tax from the purchaser of tangible personal property, unless the retailer ships or delivers the property into the county or participates within the county in making the sale of the property, including, but not limited to, soliciting or receiving the order, either directly or indirectly, at a place of business of the retailer in the county or through any representative, agent, canvasser, solicitor, subsidiary, or person in the county under the authority of the retailer. 7. A retailer engaged in business in the county shall also include any retailer of any of the following: vehicles subject to registration pursuant to Chapter 1, commencing with Section 4000, of Division 3 of the Vehicle Code, aircraft licensed in compliance with Section 21411 of the Public Utilities Code, or undocumented vessels registered under Division 3.5, commencing with Section 9840 of the Vehicle Code. That retailer shall be required to collect use tax from any purchaser who registers or licenses the vehicle, vessel, or aircraft at an address in the county. D. Any person subject to the use tax under this ordinance may credit against that tax any transactions tax or reimbursement for transactions tax paid to a county imposing or retailer liable for a transactions tax pursuant to Part 1.6 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code with respect to the sale to the person of the property, the storage, use or other consumption of which is subject to the use tax. Section 2.4. Amendments. All amendments subsequent to the effective date of this ordinance to Part 1 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code relating to sales and use taxes and which are not inconsistent with Part 1.6 and Part 1.7 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code, and all amendments to Part 1.6 and Part 1.7 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code, shall automatically become a part of this ordinance, provided, however, that no such amendment shall operate so as to affect the rate of tax imposed by this ordinance. Other amendments to this ordinance shall require a 2/3 to 3 vote of the total membership of the authority. Section 2.5. Expenditure Plan Updates and Amendments. A. This ordinance and expenditure plan may be amended to provide for the use of additional federal, state, and local revenues, to account for unexpected revenues, or to take into consideration unforeseen circumstances. Should a project implementing agency determine that a planned project has become undeliverable, infeasible or unfundable due to circumstances unforeseen at the time this ordinance and expenditure plan were created, or should a project not require all funds programmed for that project or have excess funding, funding set forth at project termination will be reallocated to another project or program of the same type or otherwise serving the same objectives. B. The ordinance and expenditure plan may only be amended, if required, by the following process set forth in Section 180,207 of the Public Utilities Code: 1. Initiation of amendments by the authority reciting findings of necessity. 2. Provision of notice and a copy of the amendments provided to the Board of Supervisors and the City Councils in Santa Cruz County. 3. The proposed amendments shall become effective 45 days after notice is given. Amendments shall require a 2/3 to 3 vote of the total membership of the authority. Section 2.6. Maintenance of effort. Pursuant to California Public Utilities Code 180,001E, it is the intent of this ordinance that funds generated by the transportation tax be used to supplement and not replace existing revenues used for transportation purposes. Existing funds, revenues and other resources being used for transportation purposes include but are not limited to federal and state funding, the collection of traffic impact mitigation fees, other local impact fees, and dedications of property. The funds generated by the transportation tax shall not be used to replace existing transportation funding or to replace requirements for new development to provide for its own transportation needs. The entities receiving measure revenues shall maintain their existing commitment of discretionary local transportation-related expenditures for transportation purposes pursuant to this ordinance, and the authority shall enforce this section by appropriate actions, including fiscal audits of the local agencies. Section 27. Enjoining, collection forbidden. No injunction or writ of mandate or other legal or equitable process shall issue in any suit, action or proceeding in any court against the state or the authority, or against any officer of the state or the authority, to prevent or enjoin the collection under this ordinance, or Part 1.6 of Division 2 of the Revenue and Taxation Code, of any tax or any amount of tax required to be collected. Section 28. Annual Appropriations Limit. The annual appropriations limit of the authority pursuant to Section 4 of Article XIIIB of the California Constitution and Section 180,202 of the Public Utilities Code shall be established at a sum equal to the amount of all proceeds of the transportation tax collected annually, and as defined by said Article XIIIB. The appropriations limit shall be subject to adjustment as provided by law. Section 29. Severability. If any provision of this ordinance or the application thereof to any person or circumstance is held invalid or unenforceable by a court of competent jurisdiction, the remainder of the ordinance and the application of such provision to other persons or circumstances shall not be affected thereby, and the authority declares that it would have passed each part of this ordinance irrespective of the validity of any other part. Section 30. Captions. The titles and headings to the sections set forth in this ordinance are not part of this ordinance and shall have no effect upon the construction or interpretation of any part hereof. Section 31. Environmental. This ordinance is not a project as defined in Section 15378 of the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, guidelines and is therefore exempt from CEQA requirements. Approval of this ordinance and expenditure plan does not commit to implementation of any specific project or activity listed herein. Prior to commencement of any specific project or activity identified in the expenditure plan, applicable provisions of the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, shall be completed. Section 32. Taxpayer Safeguards, Audits, and Accountability. Accountability is of utmost importance in delivering public investments with public dollars. In order to ensure accountability, transparency and public oversight of all funds collected and allocated under this measure and to comply with state law, all of the following shall apply. A. Annual report. Each agency receiving measure revenue shall annually adopt, after holding a public hearing, an annual report which includes one a five-year program of projects including information about each of the projects to be funded with measure revenues allocated according to the expenditure plan. Local and regional agencies shall submit their program of projects to the authority in a format that can be easily understood by members of the public. 2. Description of expenditures of measure revenues from the most recently completed fiscal year. The purpose of requiring the most recently completed fiscal year expenditures is to allow the authority to prepare a comprehensive report to the public on the expenditure of funds generated by this ordinance. B. Annual audit. No less than annually, an independent annual audit shall be conducted of the expenditure of all funds generated by the transportation tax. The audit, which shall be made available to the public, shall report on evidence that the expenditure of funds is in accordance with this plan and as adopted by the voters in approving the ordinance on November 8, 2016. The authority will also prepare a publicly available annual report on past and upcoming activities and publish an annual financial statement. See Independent Oversight Committee. An independent oversight committee shall be formed by the board of directors of the authority to review the annual independent fiscal audit of the expenditure of the transportation tax funds and issue an annual report on its findings regarding compliance with the requirements of the expenditure plan and the ordinance to the authority board of directors. The total membership of the Independent Oversight Committee shall not exceed 5 members, and any vacancy which may occur from time to time shall be filled by the Board of Directors of the Authority as soon as reasonably possible. Members of the Independent Oversight Committee shall be residents of Santa Cruz County who are neither elected officials of any government, nor employees from any agency or organization that either oversees or implements projects funded from the proceeds of the sales tax. Members will fairly represent the geographical, social, cultural, and economic diversity of Santa Cruz County to ensure maximum benefit for transportation users. The committee shall include at least one person with an accounting or fiscal management background. Independent Oversight Committee meetings will be announced in advance and will be open to the general public. The Independent Oversight Committee shall meet at least once, but no more than 4 times per year. The responsibilities of this committee include reviewing expenditure plan expenditures on an annual basis to ensure they conform to the ordinance, reviewing the annual audit and report prepared by an independent auditor, describing how funds were spent, produce a publicly available annual report of oversight activities. Decisions regarding implementation of this ordinance will be made by the authority in public meetings, subject to the Brown Act. Section 3.3. Effective date. This ordinance relates to the levying and collecting of the retail transactions and use tax and shall take effect immediately, subject only to the operative date set forth in this ordinance. Section 3.4. Termination date. The authority to levy the tax imposed by this ordinance shall expire 30 years from the operative date of this ordinance, with the last operative date anticipated to be March 31, 2047. The foregoing ordinance was passed and adopted by the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission, SCCRTC, on June 16, 2016, by the following vote: ayes, Don Lane, John Leopold, Ryan Coonerty, Ed Bottorff, Karina Cervantes, Cynthia Chase, Jimmy Dutra, Dennis Norton, Bruce McPherson Knows, Randy Johnson, Greg Caput absent, Zach Friend. Exhibit E, Santa Cruz County 2016 Transportation Improvement Plan, Expenditure Plan. Approved by the RTC Board on June 16, 2016. Overview: the 2016 Transportation Improvement Plan, TRIP, expenditure plan for Santa Cruz County provides a balanced vision to improve, operate and maintain Santa Cruz County's transportation network. The plan will provide safer routes to schools for local students, maintain mobility and independence for seniors and those with disabilities, invest in bicycle and pedestrian pathways and bridges on an unprecedented scale, repave roadways, repair potholes and improve safety on local streets, ease congestion on major roadways, and invest in transportation projects that reduce the pollution that causes global warming. Summary of transportation investments: neighborhood projects, direct allocation to cities and county, local roadway pavement repair and operational improvements, school and neighborhood traffic safety projects, bicycle and pedestrian projects, San Lorenzo Valley Highway 9 corridor improvements, $10 million, Highway 17 wildlife crossing, $5 million, 30% of funds, highway corridors, Highway 1 corridor, auxiliary lanes that separate entering and exiting traffic from through lanes to improve traffic flow and safety, 41st Ave Soquel Drive, Bay Porter Park, State Park Park, bicycle and pedestrian overcrossings, traveler information and transportation demand management, example programs, Cruise 511, carpool vanpool programs, highway safety and congestion reduction programs, example programs, freeway service patrol and safe on 17 enforcement, 25% of funds, Transit for Seniors and People with Disabilities Direct Allocation to Service Providers, Santa Cruz Metro, 16%, Community Bridges Lift Line Paratransit Service, 4%, 20% of funds, Monterey Bay Sanctuary Scenic Trail, Coastal Rail Trail, Bike and Pedestrian Trail Construction, Maintenance, Management and Drainage of Rail and Trail Corridor, Install Conduit for Internet and Electrical Services, 17% of funds, Rail Corridor, Infrastructure Preservation and Analysis of Options, Example Projects, Analysis, including Environmental Analysis of both Rail Transit and Non-Rail Options for the Corridor, Rail Line Maintenance and Repairs, 8% of funds, total, 100%. Description of projects and programs to be funded. The expenditure plan identifies transportation projects to be funded from a new 0.5% transactions and use tax to be collected for 30 years if 2/3 of voters approve the ballot measure in 2016. The expenditure plan is presented to the voters of Santa Cruz County as a means to address insufficient funding to meet current and projected transportation needs in Santa Cruz County. Given current sales tax receipts, 0.5% transaction and use tax is expected to generate $17 million a year in 2016 dollars, totaling approximately $500 million for transportation investments. These local funds can be used to leverage state and federal transportation funds that would otherwise be unavailable. The investments described in the expenditure plan reflect the best efforts to achieve consensus among varied transportation needs of Santa Cruz County residents. Three types of investments are funded in the expenditure plan: investment categories, which are allocated a percentage of net revenues, capital investments, which are allocated specific dollar amounts, and ongoing direct allocations of a percentage of net revenues to cities, the County of Santa Cruz, and transit operators for capital projects and operations. The following describes the investments funded by the Santa Cruz County 2016 Transportation Improvement Plan. Expenditure Plan. Neighborhood Projects. 30% per year direct allocation to cities and county. The existing local street and road, bicycle, and pedestrian systems are critical to the everyday movement of people within the county. Much of the local roadway system is aging, has potholes, and is in need of major repair. Continued deferred maintenance will result in an exponential increase in the cost of maintaining the roadway system. Additionally, many sections of the county currently have inadequate facilities for bicyclists and pedestrians to travel safely. Current resources, without generation of new revenues for transportation, cannot provide adequate funding to maintain the local roadway system at the level necessary to adequately serve the public or expand the bicycle and pedestrian system to encourage more users. Approximately $135 million, $4.5 million per year in measure revenues will be allocated to the cities of Capitola, Santa Cruz, Scotts Valley, and Watsonville in the County of Santa Cruz for transportation projects. Projects to be funded with measure revenues may include fixing potholes, local roadway repairs, rehabilitation, reconstruction and intersection improvements, new and improved sidewalks, crosswalks and bicycle lanes and paths, especially near schools, and other transportation projects as necessary for the benefit of residents in those jurisdictions. The County of Santa Cruz and the cities of Capitola, Santa Cruz, Scotts Valley and Watsonville, who are best able to determine their local transportation needs, shall each prepare an annual report through a public process to identify how they plan to spend their share of measure funds and how measure funds were spent in the prior year. Funds will be distributed at least quarterly to cities and the County of Santa Cruz based on each jurisdiction's proportional share of the countywide population, 29%, land miles of roadway, 39%, and site where the measure revenue from the transaction and use tax is generated, 32%. Population, road mile, and tax site generation figures will be updated each year based on the latest available data. San Lorenzo Valley Highway 9 Corridor 10, $10, million in measure revenues is designated for transportation projects improving travel for residents of San Lorenzo Valley. Example projects may include safety projects for people walking, biking or driving in the Highway 9 corridor through San Lorenzo Valley, projects that provide safe access to schools along or near Highway 9 intersection and signal improvements, bicycle lanes, paths and or signage, accessible pedestrian crosswalks and sidewalks, including lighting and flashing pedestrian beacons that increase visibility, improved access to bus stops and bus service. Highway 17 Wildlife Crossing. Highway 17 is a major connection between the Monterey Bay region and San Francisco Bay Area. The dense traffic, concrete median barriers, and lack of drainage culverts and or bridge under crossings makes Highway 17 a major barrier for wildlife moving through the Santa Cruz Mountains. Mountain lions, bobcats and deer have all been hit trying to cross Highway 17, which also makes it dangerous for the motorists. $5 million in measure revenues will be allocated for construction of a safe passage for wildlife to cross under Highway 17. This project will improve safety for both drivers and wildlife. Highway corridors. 25% aging highway systems continue to operate under high traffic volumes as population, and thus demand for moving people and goods increases. State highways provide essential mobility for Santa Cruz County residents, businesses, and visitors. The highway corridors are the region's main thoroughfares, with Highway 1 carrying over 100,000 people daily. Measure revenues are needed to improve traffic flow and safety, as state and federal formula funds do not fund most highway improvements in Santa Cruz County. Measure revenues, 25% or approximately $125 million total, will be allocated to Highway 1 and Highway 17 corridor projects to increase the safety and efficiency of these corridors in Santa Cruz County. Highway 1 corridor highway investments included in the expenditure plan improve traffic flow and safety on Highway 1, especially for South County and Mid-County commuters, small businesses, bus riders and first responders, law enforcement, fire, medical, by adding auxiliary lanes between three interchanges, 41st Ave Soquel Drive, Bay Ave Porter St. Park Ave, and State Park Dr. Park Avenue. Auxiliary lanes are lower-cost highway projects that can improve flow by separating entering or exiting traffic from the through lanes. Approximately 10% of all of the injuries and fatalities in Santa Cruz County in 2013 occurred between Soquel Drive and Park Ave on Highway 1. Auxiliary lanes can help to improve safety on this high traffic volume corridor. New bridges for cyclists and pedestrians. Highways can separate neighborhoods and make it harder to ride a bike or walk to access locations of interest. In order to improve bicycle and pedestrian movement between neighborhoods, employment, retail, medical, and recreation sites on either side of Highway 1, measure revenues can be used to construct bicycle pedestrian bridges crossing over Highway 1, including crossings in Live Oak near Chanticleer Avenue and Anaptosi Cliff near Mar Vista Elementary School. Measure revenues can also improve bicycle and pedestrian facilities on existing crossings. Traveler information and transportation demand management. The efficiency of the existing transportation system can be increased by promoting use of transit, carpooling, vanpooling, as well as bicycling and walking. Transportation demand management strategies can reduce the number of vehicles on our roadways, especially during peak periods. Examples of transportation demand management programs that could be funded by this measure include Cruz 511, the Traveler Information Service for Santa Cruz County, and carpool vanpool programs. Highway safety and congestion reduction programs. Improving safety is a primary goal of this measure. Programs that reduce fatal and injury collisions on highways and reduce congestion are also funded by measure revenues. Examples of programs that improve safety and reduce congestion are the Safe on 17 Task Force and the Freeway Service Patrol, roving tow trucks that remove stalled or disabled vehicles, debris, and other obstructions that may cause backups. Transportation for seniors and people with disabilities. 20% per year direct allocation to service providers. Seniors and disabled persons make up an increasing percentage of Santa Cruz County's population. For seniors and persons with disabilities, access to health care, social services, shopping, and recreation is key to quality of life. A number of specialized transportation programs have been implemented which meet specialized needs for transportation to medical services, social service programs, shopping and other purposes that cannot be met by conventional bus transit. An aging population will require maintenance and expansion of transit and paratransit services for elderly and disabled residents into the future. Measure revenues, 16% or approximately $2.75 million per year, will be distributed to Santa Cruz Metropolitan Transit District, Metro, to provide transit and paratransit service for seniors and people with disabilities. Measure revenues, 4% or approximately $680,000 per year, will be allocated to the Consolidated Transportation Services Agency for Santa Cruz County, Community Bridges Lift Line, for paratransit service. Paratransit works with social service agencies to increase transportation options for seniors, individuals with disabilities, and persons with low incomes. Funds will be distributed at least quarterly. Active transportation. 17% Monterey Bay Sanctuary Scenic Trail, Coastal Rail Trail. Measure revenues, 17% or approximately $85 million total, will be allocated for the Monterey Bay Sanctuary Scenic Trail Network, otherwise known as the Coastal Rail Trail, for people walking and bicycling along the coast in Santa Cruz County. The Coastal Rail and Trail Corridor connects Watsonville, Aptos, Capitola, Live Oak, Santa Cruz, and Davenport and links to trails in Monterey County. The trail offers spectacular views of the Monterey Bay, historic trestles, and a flat surface free of automobile traffic. This trail will provide kids, commuters and recreational bicyclists and walkers a safe and enjoyable way to travel. Funds will be used for trail construction, maintenance, operation, management and drainage of the rail and trail corridor, and will leverage other state and federal grants for completion of the trail network. Rail corridor. 8% infrastructure preservation and analysis of options. 8% of measure revenues, approximately $40 million total, will be used for preservation of the rail corridor infrastructure and analysis of its future potential use to better serve Santa Cruz County residents and visitors. Projects include analysis, including environmental and economic analysis, to answer important community questions about possible future transit and other transportation uses of the corridor through an open, transparent public process, and maintaining and repairing the publicly owned Santa Cruz Branch Rail Line. The measure revenues do not include funding for any new train rail service. If the Regional Transportation Commission determines that the best use of the corridor is an option other than rail transit, funds may be utilized for other transportation improvements along and near the corridor. Notes: 1. Estimated revenues from a 1/2-cent transaction and use tax are $17 million per year in 2016 dollars for 30 years. The present value, i.e., present-day purchasing power of the measure revenues is forecasted to be approximately $500 million. The actual revenues to be received over the 30-year life of the tax will be affected by various economic factors, such as inflation and economic growth or decline. The estimated amounts for each category reflect the allocation of approximately $500 million. The estimated amounts for each category, divided by $500 million, establishes ratios for the allocation among the categories. While total revenues will vary, the net percentages to each investment category will remain constant over the 30-year life of the tax. 2. Percentages are net after costs required for administration, implementation and oversight of the measure, including annual independent fiscal audits, reports to the public, preparation and implementation of state-mandated reports, oversight committee, and other administration, implementation and oversight responsibilities as may be necessary to administer and implement the ordinance and the expenditure plan. administrative salaries and benefits shall not exceed 1% of total measure revenues. 3. If bonding is used to advance implementation of any of these projects, finance costs will be paid from the percent of funds designated for the associated investment category. 4. It is anticipated that a portion of the total cost of the projects included in the expenditure plan will also be funded from federal, state, and local sources, as described in the Regional Transportation Plan, RTP. 5. Outside of the funds to local jurisdictions and transit agencies, which will be allocated on an ongoing basis, based on revenues generated, the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission shall allocate measure revenues to all other categories of transportation projects and specific capital projects. Capital investments will be made based upon clearly defined project descriptions and limits resulting from the outcomes of environmental analyses, design engineering, and public input, as applicable. 6. In the event that any agency that is designated funds through the expenditure plan is dissolved, the distribution of funds will be based on the same formulas minus the dissolved agency. New or successor entities that come into existence in Santa Cruz County during the life of the expenditure plan, such as incorporation of a new city, merging of agencies, or designation of a new agency as the County Consolidated Transportation Services Agency or Transit Agency, may be considered as eligible recipients of funds through the amendment process as set forth in the ordinance. Argument for Measure D: vote yes on D to get Santa Cruz County moving. Whether we travel on foot, by bicycle, car or bus, we all agree it should be safer, faster and easier to get where we're going. Many local streets and roads are in poor condition, highways are crowded and public transportation suffers from state and federal budget cuts. Options for safe biking are limited, cut-through traffic threatens neighborhood safety, and there aren't enough sidewalks and safe crossings for pedestrians. Our traffic congestion is so bad that critical police, fire and ambulance response time is often lost on crowded local highways. Measure D can improve the outcomes for those in need of 911 emergency services. Cuts in federal and state funding have significantly reduced funding for transportation improvements. Measure D is the only option to address these issues. Measure D is the solution to get Santa Cruz County moving, fix potholes, ease traffic congestion on Highway 1 and other congested roads, speed up emergency response, improve safety for children walking and bicycling near schools, expand safe bike routes, maintain senior and disabled transit services, improve traffic flow on highways and reduce dangerous neighborhood cut-through traffic, preserve transportation options on the rail corridor, invest in transportation projects that reduce pollution causing global warming. Best of all, Measure D funding can't be taken away by the state or federal government. In fact, without Measure D, Santa Cruz County will continue missing out on millions of available matching funds that will go to neighboring counties. Measure D will fund the most environmentally sustainable local transportation improvement plan in California. It provides more than $100 million for safer bike routes and protects vital transit services so we can reduce reliance on automobiles. It's time to act. The longer we wait, the more costly these improvements become. Get Santa Cruz County moving. Vote yes on Measure D. www.getsantacruzcountymoving.com. Bruce McPherson, Supervisor, Santa Cruz County, 5th District. Dr. Nancy A. Belisich, Council Member, City of Watsonville. Pete Cannon, VP, Sustainable Transportation, Ecology Action. Linda Francis, President, Board of Directors, Seniors Council. Peggy Dalgenos, Past Chair, Santa Cruz County Business Council. Reply: rebuttal to argument for Measure D. The proponents of Measure D make multiple unsupported claims. Claim 1. Measure D will ease traffic congestion on Highway 1 and other congested roads. Fact: widening Highway 1 will not ease traffic congestion on Highway 1 or local streets. Caltrans reports that widening would not achieve sufficient congestion relief to attract any substantial number of vehicles that had diverted to the local street system back to the freeway. Caltrans draft environmental impact report on Highway 1, P2.1.5-16, More at WideningOnWork.org. Claim 2. Measure D will fund the most environmentally sustainable local transportation improvement plan in California. Fact. San Francisco Bay Area's commuter benefits programs and excellent public transportation systems are already far ahead of Santa Cruz County in terms of environmental sustainability. Claim 3. Measure D will reduce reliance on automobiles. Fact. Spending $100 million to widen Highway 1 will attract more cars and divert 30 years of public funds from programs that would offer commuters options besides being stuck in traffic on Highway 1. Claim 4. Measure D will protect vital transit services. Fact. Measure D will not restore the recent 12% cut in metro service, let alone provide the funds for expanding needed public transportation choices. Claim 5. Measure D will improve safety. Fact. Caltrans reports that after widening Highway 1, collision rates would stay the same and more vehicles would fill the highway. That means a higher overall number of collisions. Please vote no on Measure D. Let us work together for a better measure with solutions that work. Michael Gasser, Santa Cruz Climate Action Network. Dano Bagshaw, Bus by Choice. Gage Duven, former president of the Cabrillo Sustainability Council. Paul T. Johnston, former executive director, Monterey Bay Central Labor Council, AFL-CIO. Argument against Measure D. Measure D will not provide our county with the effective transportation system we need. Measure D would waste $100 million to add lanes to Highway 1. A survey of highway studies conducted at UC Davis concludes that adding lanes does not improve traffic flow over the long term. The Caltrans Environmental Impact Report on Highway 1 confirms that there would be negligible congestion relief from the proposed project due to an increase in auto traffic. See our website for details. https://WideningOnWork.org. Cities and counties in the SF Bay Area have been successfully using less costly strategies to reduce traffic congestion and pollution. Recently introduced commuter benefits programs offered through employers eliminated 4.2 million solo vehicle trips and their associated emissions in 12 months. No sales tax revenues were needed, and employers and workers received federal tax breaks. Measure D won't even provide sufficient funds to maintain current bus service, let alone create new programs such as bus rapid transit that can accommodate large numbers of riders. If Measure D is defeated, we can pass a better ballot measure in a couple of years, a measure that would offer alternatives for commuters stuck on Highway 1, as well as road repair, safe routes to schools, and a trail along the rail corridor. If Measure D passes, we will be stuck with 30 years of bond payments for a strategy that doesn't work. As county voters have already done in the past, we need to reject highway widening and work for a better measure. We need a ballot measure that serves all members of our community without producing increased greenhouse gases that destabilize the climate, without destroying trees and wetlands, and without enabling urban sprawl. Santa Cruz County can do better. Please vote no on Measure D. https://WideningOnWork.org. Rick Longinati asterisk chair, the campaign for sensible transportation. Ernestina Saldana asterisk bus riders association. Celia Scott, former mayor, City of Santa Cruz. Mauricio Rivera Cabrillo, student senate, 2015-2016. Gary Milburn, former board member, Bike Santa Cruz County asterisk signing on behalf of the organization listed below the name. Reply. Rebuttal to argument against Measure D. Don't be fooled. Measure D opponents aren't working for sustainable, community-wide transportation solutions. They prefer doing nothing to solve our transportation problems rather than accept modest compromises that address everyone's needs. 12 years in the making, Measure D is our best chance to upgrade transportation in Santa Cruz County. If Measure D fails, our problems will grow worse and become more expensive to fix over the next 12 years, and we'll forfeit millions in state matching funds. Measure D has been carefully vetted through an exhaustive community-wide process. It'll help everyone. Whether you travel by car, bike, bus, rail, or on foot, Measure D will relieve congestion on Highway 1 and other clogged corridors using proven methods. The University of California Transportation Center study cited by our opponents actually shows Measure D will help reduce greenhouse gases. Everyone experiences high blood pressure or loses time away from their families while stuck in traffic, particularly people living in Watsonville in South County. Other benefits include fixing potholes and repairing roads, neighborhood relief from cut-through traffic speeding up, 911 emergency response times improving traffic safety near schools, protecting essential transit services. Many for senior citizens and the disabled, over $130 million to make Santa Cruz County a safer place for people bicycling. Many of us don't love every single aspect of Measure D, but we recognize that we need a balanced, sustainable plan that benefits all of us. Join environmental leaders, commuters, parents, cyclists, bus riders, and seniors from across the county in voting yes on Measure D. It's time for a solution. www.getsantacruzcountymoving.org. Mark Stone, SME member, 29th District. John Leopold, Santa Cruz County Supervisor, 1st District. Eduardo Montesino, President, Bus Drivers Union. Terry Corwin, Environmental Community Leader. Karen Delaney, Chair, Human Care Alliance.